It was a behemoth of a plane, the H-4 Hercules, an aircraft with the largest wingspan of any to ever fly. But how and why was it built? Its story and its unique nickname are this edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. During World War II, Allied forces experienced casualties at sea as German U-boats sank a wide variety of vessels. Catherine Hewitt, director of collections at the Evergreen Aviation Museum, says the situation left American leaders looking at new possibilities, including a giant transport plane that would simply fly over the problem.
Franklin Roosevelt broached the idea to the War Production Board, and Henry Kaiser caught wind of that. Kaiser broached the idea with Hughes because the other aviation giants were too busy with other war material production, and they didn't think that it was a feasible or viable idea.
The two men formed the Kaiser-Hughes Corporation and received a contract to build three flying ships. There were delays, and the original contract expired. However, Hughes pushed forward and built one prototype, dubbed the Spruce Goose.
The one that he finished, which actually flew that one famous day in November 2nd, 1947, wasn't supposed to fly. It was only supposed to be a static test model. Well, as we know, it was taken to the water, it was taxi tested, and it flew.
The plane is a record holder yet today for its immense size.
This airplane still holds the world record for the largest airplane by wingspan. It has a 319 feet 11 inch wingspan, which is, if you visualize a football field, it goes about 10 feet into each end zone. So that's huge.
We'll have the story of that one and only flight next time as we travel the countryside. In McMinnville, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.